Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
NFL Prime Time.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Good morning, everyone. Lots going on in our little slice of America. Sports-wise, especially on the football field and off the football field, the Badgers dealing with the virus. Graham Mertz apparently has COVID. We're waiting on a second test. We haven't heard about that. But then also Chase Wolf has it too. So now I guess the Badgers are going to start Danny Vandenboom on Saturday against Nebraska. If they play, the Big Ten's got certain guidelines about how many guys can test before they have to call off the game. So I would say Saturday's game is in question. As of right now, it looks like it's going to be on, and Danny Vandenboom will be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, Nebraska, 7.5-point dogs, opened up as 10-point underdogs, and getting some sharp action now, most likely, since we have no idea who the hell is going to be the starting quarterback for the Badgers. But
we are going to bring in Zach Gelb, CBS Sports Radio. He's on the Fan weeknights starting around 6 our time. You're like, I like Zach a lot, but you guys are like boys.
Love Gelb.
Do you want to bring him in? Do you want to introduce Gelby?
Yeah, Zach Gelb from the Zach Gelb Show joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hey, Zach, how do you feel about the Badgers being down to their 7th-string quarterback due to COVID-19?
Well, here's the thing that I don't get, and I always appreciate when you guys bring me on. Why does he have to sit out 21 days? If you test negative a certain amount of time, shouldn't you be able to return as soon as possible, as long as you have a few multiple negative tests, instead of having to sit out 21 days regardless of what happens?
That's just the Big Ten, man. I mean, in the SEC, Nick Saban had COVID, and 2 days later he didn't have COVID, and then he was coaching against Georgia.
Right?
So I actually have no idea anymore, man.
With his mask off half the time.
Yelling at the refs the entire game.
Zach does the national show, so he's covering everything. So, Zach, you got to know a little bit about everything. I don't know how you would do in Wisconsin radio. It's a different beast here. For instance, I brought up Graham Mertz having COVID and possibly missing Saturday's game and beyond, and we took a couple of calls, and by the end of the segment, I was convinced that coronavirus was a hoax and masks don't work, because that's where our callers took it. So I think you would... It's a jungle here is what I'm saying, Zach.
Yeah, judging by those statements and theories, I don't know if I am the best match for local radio in Wisconsin. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but if you think this is a hoax still, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how many more people need to die for people to wake up and realize that this isn't a hoax. But hey, when it comes to football, people say crazy things. You guys know that.
It is affecting sports, though, in a way that I didn't still think it would. And I was concerned about this and I thought it would be a problem, but here we are now almost November and you're seeing so many different things happen with these games. I mean, I'm watching the game between the Bears and the Rams, and what I hate about it is that there were no fans there in this beautiful new stadium that Steve Levy couldn't stop like fawning over and flirting with on the broadcast last night. He was so in love with it. But it's like normal to watch a game in an empty stadium. There was one game this baseball season where an outfielder made a catch, but he had a mask on because of the pandemic and the forest fires. And it just was, I was like, oh, nice catch. Because everything else around it, as hell encompasses us, just seemed normal because that's where we're at. And I think, Zach, that one of the things that I don't want is for all these weird things, these cardboard cutouts, and I just don't want this to be normalized.
Well, here's the thing. It's starting to get normal because you sit down now for an event, and there's a lot of times where we've seen it now for a few months where we're just used to it. But I'll tell you that the first time I really recognized, like, oh, my goodness gracious, there's no fans, I've been up to Buffalo a few times, and every time you go up to Buffalo, it's like you gain an extra 10 pounds because of all the alcohol and wings that you're eating throughout the entire trip in Buffalo, because that's the only thing to do is drink, eat, and watch football. When that Monday night football game that got moved because of COVID happened between the Bills and the Chiefs, with all the Bills fans have been through, all the losing, and now they actually have somewhat of a good team that should win the division for the first time since 1995, that would have been a raucous atmosphere. And that was really the first time where I sat back and said, yeah, I really miss fans in this game, because Bills fans, they even bring something to the broadcast with all the craziness that you see before the games with Bills Mafia, people throwing people through tables, I don't know, baking pizzas out of your cars. I've seen all this great stuff in Buffalo. If you've never been to a game in Buffalo, yes, like obviously you guys got Lambeau Field, and that's like the destination to go to. There's so much football history, but to have some of the most fun going to a football game, it's Buffalo. Like, I've got cursed out because I'm wearing a Patriot jersey by a 70-year-old woman. My cousin had a little, like, small Patriots decal sticker, and his car got dented. It was a very entertaining time going to a game in Buffalo and dealing with the Bills Mafia.
Yeah, the game day atmosphere is great, but then if you go into Lambeau Field here, the 70-year-old woman's yelling at you because you're standing up on defense and she wants to leave by the third quarter.
That is true, actually. That does happen. You brought up the Bills, who I was really high on going into the season, but their defense is a mess. I know you're a Pats fan, and right now, I mean, this is something you're not used to, losing three games in a row. Who's for real in the AFC, in your opinion, Zach, besides the Chiefs? I mean, that's easy. They're the real deal, man. They could do it all.
I've been saying this for the last 2-3 weeks. And going into the season, though, I thought there was only three real teams in the AFC, and that was the Chiefs, like you said, the Steelers, and the Ravens. I thought the best three going in that order were Chiefs, Ravens, and Steelers. Now I would say there's four teams in the AFC that have a shot to get to the Super Bowl. If you maybe pick one, I would still definitely take Kansas City because of Mahomes and all the weapons that they have. But I would now go Chiefs 1, I would take the Steelers 2, Ravens right behind them at 3, and that could flip-flop after Sunday because it looks like Vegas thinks that the Ravens are going to win this game, making them a 5.5-point favorite, and everyone's going to be jumping on the Steelers. And then fourth, I put Tennessee as the fourth-best team in the AFC, and the reason why they're fourth is because I love their offense. I've come around to Ryan Tannehill. Derrick Henry's a beast, but they are the worst third-down defense in the league. You know, Pittsburgh, I think, converted 13 of 18 on third down, and they basically did nothing in the second half up against Tennessee. So those are the four teams that I think are for real in the AFC, but I would be stunned if Kansas City doesn't get to the big game once again.
Same here, and especially with the run game that they got now. But I've been really high on the Steelers. Bart, not so much. You brought up that game with the Ravens.
Well, I don't want to be.
Well, man, I'm interested in that one because so it opened up the spread on that one. Baltimore opened up as 5.5-point favorites. 73% of the money right now, or the bets, I should say, on Pittsburgh, though. So that's down to 3.5, but still the Ravens favorite at home. You look at the Ravens, for example. Does Lamar Jackson, does he need to win a big game for you to believe in the Ravens? Not just a playoff game, but like beating Patrick Mahomes, for example. If he beats the Steelers this weekend, will you take them will they be the real deal to you? Or do you still worry about Lamar Jackson a little bit?
Here's who I compare the Ravens to. I compare the Ravens to the Bucks. They had an MVP last year in Lamar Jackson. Bucks had Giannis last year, ended up winning the MVP again. I don't think Lamar will win the MVP this year. But the way I compare them is that no matter what the Bucks did in the regular season this past year, nationally, we were not going to say, oh my God, I'm impressed by the Bucks, until they got to the finals. That's what the Ravens need to do. and they had three times to impress this year. They failed against the Chiefs, and then everyone jumped off the bandwagon, and they have two more times to impress going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers, one coming up this Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. So if they beat the Steelers, I think the perception changes. Now, don't get me wrong, this is a good football team, but the big question is going to be what happens, because their Achilles heel is when they get down, what happens if Lamar is down 10 in a playoff game? Like if Rodgers is down 10 in a playoff game, I have confidence that Rodgers get them back into the game. For Lamar Jackson, it seems like whenever they get down by 10 points in a game, they don't have a good shot in coming back.
Zach Gelb, CBS Sports Radio. You can hear him after the Wendy's Big Show weekdays on The Fan. I am so happy that Mike McCarthy is attached to the Cowboys just because it gives us cover, because all I want to do is talk about the Cowboys. I'm so fascinated with them, and I'm so fascinated with the NFC East. And I do think that if you win your division, even if you have, like, what's the minimum you can have? Maybe 3-4 wins. If you win your division, you get in the playoffs. Now, maybe they shouldn't get a home game, but I like this battle of sucking in the NFC East. You just, on your Twitter account, put up a poll. I imagine you'll be talking about this tonight. What's the biggest problem with the Cowboys? I don't know, man. Do you think it's Mike McCarthy? You look at they lost their quarterbacks. Their offensive line sucks. But Mike McCarthy, for all this research and this reclamation project, he does not look like he knows what he's doing.
Bart, have you ever remembered a coach losing a team 6 games in because he lost them last week into his career? It's actually impressive how quickly they have lost this team. And I go back to last year when McCarthy wasn't there. This team quit on Jason Garrett when they allowed 26 unanswered to the Bills and 24 unanswered to the Bears in back-to-back weeks. And now I look at Mike McCarthy. You bring a new coach. You thought it was going to solve all these problems. They were going to get the most out of this talent. Yes, the defense stinks. Yes, losing Dak is massive. But this coach has already lost the locker room 6 to 7 games in. That's a major problem. And I know it's tough to move on from a coach after 1 year, even though we've seen it in back-to-back years with Steve Wilkes and Freddie Kitchens. If I'm the Cowboys, I have zero confidence that Mike McCarthy's going to turn this around. And I think it's tough to justify bringing him back. Sure, they can make the excuses and probably fire Mike Nolan and make him the fall guy, and his defense has been terrible. They could blame it on the Dak Prescott injury as well. But even when Dak was playing, this team was losing games and failing to meet their potential. And I go back to the first game of the season against the Rams, and I thought the Cowboys were easily going to win this division this year. That's where I set up against the Rams. Uh-oh, there's a problem, because in the Mike McCarthy debut, this offense was completely flat. If I'm the Cowboys, and I usually don't recommend firing a coach after 1 year, I think you got to move on from McCarthy after year number one.
I mean, I completely agree. I've been saying the same thing. So, Zach, you do the national gig.
By the way, yeah. When you're on the radio with me, you're like very serious right now. Like, you are a sports guy right now. Usually I think you're a little bit extra zany. I think I intimidate you a little bit. You get that feel, Bart?
No, I just know our boss has been texting us, so I know he's listening today, so I'm trying to be on my best behavior.
Because yeah, we're trying today.
We're actually trying to do like sports and stuff. I was gonna ask you, though, now that you bring that up, is Die Hard a Christmas movie, and would you consider a hot dog a sandwich, Zach? No, I want to ask you a serious question, though. So you're a national dude, but
not a sandwich, by the way.
You're like
that
me.
That is disgraceful.
You got a favorite team. You're a Patriots fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now.
Well, now I kind of don't want to talk about sports.
No, hold on, though. Hold on.
Hey, did you guys hear there's water on the moon?
Stop.
But it's not like the actual water. It's the particles that make up water.
So, Zach, I love the Packers, but I love Aaron Rodgers. Like, as a 30-year-old man, I probably shouldn't have a favorite athlete, but I do, and it's Aaron Rodgers. So when he. Like, let's say that they move on in 2 years and they're going to go with Jordan Love and Rodgers has to go to another team. You're kind of dealing that right now with Tom Brady. Do you find yourself still rooting for Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or do you want him to fail to prove that it was Bill that was always the brains of the operation?
I personally hate the Belichick-Brady, like, who's better part of the conversation. I think they could both be great on their own, but to be all-time great, they needed one another. But I'd be lying to you. You know, if he went to a team in the division – it's totally different. You're rooting for him to fail. But he went at a conference to the Bucs, who I have no animosity against. Yeah, each and every week I'm tuning in, as long as he's not playing my team, and I'm rooting for him to do well, because I think there is a minority of people who are just complete morons that say, oh, he's a system quarterback. Like, what else does this guy need to do? He's the greatest quarterback of all time. No other quarterback comes back from down 10 against Seattle, down 28-3 up against Atlanta. And this guy, you know, he's just, he's unbelievable. And to be doing what he's doing at 43, you know, even after the Saints game, even after the Bears game, people were, because they go, whenever he wins, oh, it was a great decision. Whenever he loses, oh, it was a terrible decision. You see signs with this team. This defense is awesome. He has weapons all over the place. This, to me, is the best team in the NFC. And before the year, I picked the Seattle-Kansas City Super Bowl. Right now, you know, if I had to change that prediction, I would go Tampa Bay going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, I'm rooting for Brady each and every week. He's my favorite athlete of all time. He's my favorite football player of all time. And I don't think he ever should have left New England. Now, he made the right decision because he had more weapons. But what I would have liked to have seen from the Patriots is bring back Brady for two more years and then go get weapons around him. He left this organization because they weren't getting him weapons and they weren't going to commit to getting him weapons in this offseason. And he knows that even with all that he accomplished in his career, he's judged each and every year, success or failure, by if he wins the big game or not. And now Tampa Bay has a shot to win the big game. And let's be real, the Patriots, they may not even make the playoffs. Right now, if you ask me, do the Patriots make the playoffs? I would tell you no.
Would you rather have Jimmy Garoppolo as your starting quarterback at this stage or Cam Newton?
Ooh, that's a good question.
You could use that tonight if you want.
Yeah, I may steal that from you. Two, 3 weeks ago, I would have said Cam. But with the way that Cam's looking recently, I would slightly go with Jimmy G. Not that I love either quarterback with the way that they're playing right now, but Bill loves Jimmy Garoppolo, and I think it would make for a more entertaining storyline. I'm not someone that says bench Cam right now. I don't think he has a bunch of weapons, but he's throwing the football horribly. His footwork's been terrible since coming back from COVID. I want to see what Cam could do the next 3-4 weeks. I don't even think about benching Cam for another 4 weeks, but if you ask me right now, just because he's younger and both have suffered injuries, I would go Jimmy G slightly over Cam.
Zach Gelb, CBS Sports Radio. Again, you can hear him here on the Fan, also the radio.com app. Help us settle a debate. It's not quite as contentious as hot dog a sandwich, but we're trying to figure out, because Horvat and I, if there's one thing that we agree on, it's that the radio.com app is
the best,
basically like the Picasso of apps. Oh. There's nothing better than it. But he thinks that the Saved by the Bell podcast, where Mark Paul Gosselaar watches old episodes, is the best podcast. I think it's the podcast with Charlie from TikTok and her sister. Is there a particular part of radio.com that you just can't live without? Because it's ruining my marriage. I listen to it so much. Now, if my wife had a podcast on there, maybe I'd listen.
And you said the higher ups are listening today, right? That's what you guys said?
Yep. 3 of the 4.
Oh, I love the radio.com app. And I'll say this, my favorite part of it is the rewind function when I want to listen back to the Zach Gelb show. Shameless plug.
Same here. Right. Actually, I wish there was a fast-forward button, Zach, so I could fast-forward literally 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. when you come on our airwaves.
Yeah, I wish I could do that, too.
And then when JB Sports Brief takes over for you, and then Amy Lawrence, of course, overnights, I wish I could fast-forward to my own show, then just back to you.
Yeah.
Are you still trying to get your own show on the network?
Yeah.
Isn't that something that's been in play?
Yeah, you know I am.
Horvat tried to get his own show this weekend, and then mysteriously those tweets got deleted.
Yeah, I had to delete. No, hey, stop. I did not do that. Zach, who wins a World Series Game 6 tonight? I got money on the Rays. Am I going to make money tonight, or am I going to lose?
Here's going to be the laziest analysis you've ever heard. I want to see a Game 7,
me
so
too.
Give me the Rays.
Hey, you... That's baseball talk for you here on 12:50 a.m. The Fan. All 10
seconds. Since the higher-ups are listening, Zach, could you pay our show a compliment, please?
Yes. Oh, this is my favorite sports talk show in the entire state of Wisconsin. By far and away, Bart Winkler carries the show, and they still have Horvat on air for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cheap.
Very cheap. Zach, appreciate you. We'll be tuned in tonight. Again, we wish there was that fast-forward feature. We cannot wait for another episode of the Zach Gelb Extravaganza tonight at 6 on the Fan. Thank you, Zach.
Thanks for lying, guys. Really appreciate it.
Zach Gelb, friend of show, friend of life, just a genuine good man. Let me blow you away right now. I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going to blow, Horvat, You won't even believe what I'm about to tell you. There is a professional football game that will kick off in 40 minutes from right now, 9:20 a.m. CST, Tuesday, whatever day it is.
Could I bet on it?
I can't play it on DraftKings.
I sounded Canadian there, didn't I, a little bit?
You did. It is the Alphas versus the Blues.
What league is this?
The Spring League.
Let me see what I can do here, actually, buddy.
There is a league called the Spring League.
Do we know anybody?
That starts in the fall. Do we know anybody?
I just need one name, and I'll tell you who we're betting on.
It's JT Barrett versus Shea Patterson.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Which team is JT Barrett on?
The Alphas.
All right, let's see. I got NFL. I got NCAA. I don't have this on my sports book. This is real.
The Spring League.
Dude, I might watch this. JT Barrett versus Shea Patterson. Shea Patterson sucks, by the way.
Unfortunately, this game is not on TV.
Oh.
And neither is the Aviators versus the Jousters, which will kick off around 2.
Damn, there goes my whole day, actually.
But if the World Series is not your cup of tea, you can watch the Conquerors versus the Generals tonight, 7 o'clock, Fox Sports 1.
Who's give me some names.
Hold on, let me look.
Well, how are they going to have this league and then not allow me to bet on it? You're giving me JT Barrett versus Shea Patterson. I'm going to hammer that all day long.
10 o'clock on a Tuesday. I can't watch that game. This is a league with like XFL castoffs.
But what is it? Now I'm confused.
I don't know.
Is it like a developmental league?
I've never heard of this. Yeah, I never heard of it either.
And you, like, if anybody was going to hear about this crap, you would be all in.
Well, so I mean, told you I'm a big, like, TV schedule nerd.
Yeah. You and John Morant. So, what's his name? Sorry.
John Arand.
Yeah.
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 So what the head coach of the Generals' name is Bart Andrews.
Okay. Anybody that we know on the team?
Zach Mettenberger.
No way.
Yeah.
LSU great. Oh, man, last chance you.
He's on TV tonight.
Oh, I'm in. I'm not even kidding. He's on Fox Sports 1?
Yeah, his team plays at 7.
World Series Schmerled Schmerish. Okay.
I don't know anybody on the other team. There's 6 teams. This is the Spring League. It's on TV tonight. There's the Jousters and the Aviators and the Alphas and the Blues and the Generals and the Conquerors.
Okay. Well,
any other names I recognize?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Any former Packers that we can maybe have on to talk about this? Don't tell me I'm going to get like a Jeff Janis or like a Miles White or something.
Better.
No. Better than Miles White? I did a radio show with Miles White one time. It was weird. I'll tell you that story.
I got like tears in my eyes. I'm so excited. Jousters quarterback.
Don't do it.
Alex Hornibrook.
Shh. I almost swore. Shut up. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
I don't know where these games are played. I only know because I was looking at the TV guide and I saw Fox Sports 1 as a game on tonight.
Are these like live or did they like happen like 2 months ago and now they're going to air them? Because like they're down to the nitty gritty again.
It's live.
All right. Let me hold on. Hold on now. Damn it. Radio Schmadio. Let's see. News. The Spring League. Okay. Here we go. I actually got some info. You want it?
Yeah, read it about it.
All right. Well you do that. You try to go on Bovada because I can't bet on Bovada anymore. I've been cut off.
Yeah, I blocked my own account.
Oh, damn it. All right. Well, anywhere where you could find these lines. All right. The Spring League will begin its fall season months after the coronavirus pandemic interrupted the season earlier in the year.
So it was supposed to be in the spring.
Okay.
Okay.
Starting Tuesday, the developmental – okay, so it is for developmental leagues – football league will see its 6 teams competing in a 12-game format over the course of 4 weeks.
You cannot bet on it.
The teams will play in a bubble in San Antonio, and games will air on Tuesdays and Wednesdays on Fox Sports 1. The championship is scheduled for November 23rd. Damn it, I got to cancel my Thanksgiving plans now. The 6 teams are the Alphas, the Aviators, the Blues, the Conquerors, the Generals, and the Jousters. Alex Faust will call play-by-play at Fox Sports 1 with Jordan Palmer as the game analyst. Fox Sports lead college football analyst Joel Klatt will join the team in the booth for the league's first game of the season. Spring League was founded in 2017, has been a pipeline for players who are still aiming for a shot at the NFL since
this is not a new league?
No, it's been around since 2017.
The
heck.
The heck?
So here, actually, I got a list of some famous players.
All right.
So we got Alex Hornibrook, former Wisconsin and Florida State quarterback.
Legend.
We got JT Barrett, former Ohio State quarterback, had a cup of tea with the Saints, the Seahawks, and most recently the Steelers, who cut him earlier this summer. We got DeAndre Goolsby, former tight end for the Florida Gators. We got Zach Mettenberger. We got Vinny Papel. We got Shea Patterson. And that's the highlight of the league. You can't bet on it, so I'm out. I would be totally in on this league, though.
Well, it's on TV tonight. I am taping it.
I say we do 20-minute recap. So, let's see. Wednesdays and Thursdays, we got a new segment. We recap the spring league. You know what we can do? So, any chance that we could maybe bet each other on these games? And then we could keep, like, updated standings.
You know, I don't want to bet against you because we got to be in this together.
I know. I wish we could bet against some. Maybe we could do like a show battle. Do you want to just do a little on-air producer? Do you want to call Gary Ellerson out of nowhere and see if he would bet against us? I want the team.
Not really.
I say what we do is we just pick futures. Like you, somebody takes Hornibrook's team. Somebody takes JT Barrett's team. I want JT Barrett's team.
Yeah, I want Hornibrook's team.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll play for like a bottle of
vodka. No. I want the team who's got a coach. Jerry Glanville coaches a team.
Doug's dad.
I want the Generals.
Doug Glanville always smiling?
Doug Glanville is who?
The former baseball player, now analyst.
Oh, yeah. I don't know him.
Okay.
My team is the Generals that are coached by Bart Andrews, and Zach Mettenberger is their quarterback.
I like Mettenberger, though. Damn it. I like JT Barrett, except for when he drops back to throw the football, which he can't do very good.
So that's the Spring League.
I've never heard of it. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Now we could be like, hey, what did we learn at the end of the show today? Well, I learned there's a spring league, and it's been around since 2017.
Frank wants to know if there's daily fantasy sports. Frank, I checked. I don't have it on DraftKings, nor do I have it on FanDuel. But if you are thinking of getting in the daily fantasy sports business, they do have a free bachelorette contest tonight. For $1,000 in bonus cash.
All right, real quick, back to real life. The Jets are trying to trade Quinnen Williams before the trade deadline, and GE actually was on Twitter, and he said, should the Packers get in on this? Jets trying to trade Quinnen Williams, according to the New York Daily News, in which I say, absolutely. Wide receiver, Schmeiden Mashiver, forget the draft. Get me Quinnen Williams, dude.
I'll tell you what I want.
I want him.
It's not even that I want these guys.
No, I do want him,
though. I just want to be in the mix.
Yeah, with Kenny Clark on the defensive line. Ooh, yeah, get that done.
I
wonder what they want for him.
While you were flirting with Zach Gelb, I was reading some of the other...
He's got a producer opening, you know.
Okay.
It's a national.
Do you apply?
No.
Should I?
You should, yeah. You should be Zach Gelbin Wink. Nobody talks more. Sports.
I don't need to be. I'll just produce for him.
Yeah. I think where does Gelby live though? New York?
I'd move to New York. I'll book like
I'd rather move in a dumpster can. That's pretty much where you are going.
Who can I book on his show? I'll book like Frank Thomas and stuff.
My favorite commercial is the one where Frank Thomas just steals everybody's chicks and they're fine with that. The lady just walks up, she's like, damn, you look good, Big Hurt. And the husband's like, yeah, he does, hon. Why don't you go home with him? I'll watch. Phil Mickelson, Michael Jordan did that one time. Clemens saving the show yet?
Yeah, right now.
Mike! Clemens!
Third down and four. As Rodgers throws, it's Adams! Makes the catch and will take it in for his second touchdown today. 45 yards. From Rodgers to Adams on third down.
That was something that we aimed to do, come out and kind of hit on all cylinders early and, you know, get me going so that I can be able to produce for this offense.
Davante Adams, touchdown called. Kenny Albert on Fox. Davante Adams, 13 catches, nearly 200 yards, couple of touchdowns. Mike Clemens joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You know what I was surprised about, Mike, is when I heard Matt LaFleur talk, and it was about, you know, all these plays, because I'm watching this game and I'm thinking there's a lot of nice play design here for Matt LaFleur. And then he mentioned some of the big Devontae plays. He's like, oh, yeah, Rodgers checked out into those. So I think that Sunday's game was a good blend of you've got Matt LaFleur, who is one of these guys that is always tinkering on offense, but you do have a quarterback who's seen 16 years of defenses and can check out when appropriate. I thought Sunday was a good blend of that, especially the connection with Devontae.
It's funny you bring that up, too, because the question I had for Aaron last week was, because he was in such a crappy mood after the Bucs loss. And then, you know, on Tuesdays now, he does that podcast with Pat McAfee, the former Colts punter. And he kind of talks for a long time there. And then it gets to Wednesday, and it's kind of like talking to us. And it's like, geez, didn't I just answer all these questions the day before? You know? It sort of put him
in a mood. Yeah, he's really about that McAfee thing. I'm going to live tweet it later, actually.
It's put him in a mood, though. You know, the first 3 or 4 weeks, he was a little weird. You know, it's like the guy was standing in the airport selling you flowers, because he talked about he would literally use the words love and positivity. And they're going 2-0 and 3-0. And then, I don't know, people started saying stuff about him nationally, and it gets under his skin, and he claims he's not paying attention to it, but whatever. It's just putting him into a little bit of that mood, and then having to face off against Tom Brady, and then, you know, just getting knocked around down in Tampa. So to try and get him off of that, I just said, you know this, when you watch these games, when you or Breeze or Brady are the featured game, NFL game on primetime or whatever, at some point, Collingsworth, Aikman's going to say, well, there isn't a defense this quarterback has never seen before. And I said, is that true? Is that cliche? Or did Todd Bowles show you something different that you hadn't seen before? And he said, well, it's a little cliche, because he said, look, and then he rattled off about there's 6 different kinds of basic defenses and then things you can do off those defenses. So, there's all kinds of twists that a defensive coordinator can put in and can show you something different. Now, these guys in Houston the other day, they didn't seem to make any adjustments. They just assume when Devontae Adams is healthy and lines up, he's going to see a corner and he's going to see a safety over the top. And yet they came in with Bradley Roby, who was a first-round pick back in the day, about 6 years ago for the Broncos. Pretty good. But Bradley screws up his knee like 3-4 plays into the game, and he leaves. They bring in a kid because they're short in their secondary because of injuries. They had to move Lonnie Johnson, that second-round pick from last year, the guy who jacked Jay Sternberger in training camp. Hard-hitting guy. They moved him back to safety. That's something Crennel did when he took over for Bill O'Brien. And they bring in this Philip Gaines kid who's a special teams guy. And he's lining up against Devontae Adams. And so we asked Devontae after the game, could you believe that they just stuck with one-on-one with you, you know, through 13 catches and 196 yards against the Texans?
Yeah, I a little bit wondering of it. Part of me just wanted to keep it out. I didn't even want to, speak that up into the universe. I enjoy my one-on-ones. Those are fun over there. So anytime I can get them, I'm going to try to make sure we execute and we're on top of it. And I think Aaron has a little bit of, his antennas go up when we do get those one-on-ones as well. And then if you want to double me, we see what happens there. We got other guys, even guys who or, their number isn't called as much stepping up at this point. So not too worried about it. I love the one-on-ones, and I'll take them all day. But if they do double me, then we got answers for that as well.
Maybe it was the third quarter, fourth quarter, I forget. But on the broadcast, they were showing the replay when Devontae had a long touchdown. And they showed the safety because it was man coverage on 4 different guys. And then the safety looked over Devontae's way, but then decided to go shade the other way. Like, why do you continue? Devontae is... he is destroying you. Rodgers is—he gets a play call and he has no—he has to check out of it to throw to Devontae because these guys that you just mentioned—they're the ones on him. You have to take that. You have to take it. And the Texans took so long before they did anything.
Credit Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, Nathaniel Hackett, offensive line coach Adam Stanovich on, okay, we got Rick Wagner up against 99, J.J. Watt. Well, let's bring in Mercedes Lewis to start. And then they're going to move J.J. over to the left-hand side and test Billy Turner, but they always accounted for him. And for Marcellus is over there too, is pretty good. And then you get down in the red zone, and without Aaron Jones, and they weren't always just going to crash Jamal Williams up the middle, but you come up with, you know, with misdirection and, you know, sleight of hand plays where Malik Taylor, you know, or Robert Tonyan come up with touchdown catches in the game, and that's nice for that variety. I would have liked to seen a little bit more scoring. You know, the Texans are trying, too. They got a couple of three and outs against the Packers with their lame defense. You know, John McClain, he's covered that team forever. Well, I'll talk about that in just a second. But just how bad that Texans defense was. But, you know, you didn't have Aaron Jones in the game either. And Rodgers even said, yeah, you know, Friday's practice. It's like you start looking around, and this is your run-through, and there's seven or eight guys that are – you know, at least considered semi-starters around here, top 15 guys on either both the offense or defense, and how you got to come up with a game plan on Friday, because Aaron Jones, we talked to him late Friday afternoon about, wow, you missed practice and you're not going to, you know, you're questionable for the game now. And he talked about Thursday's practice and pads, feel something with the calf, not sure about it. Hours later, it starts to tighten up. Here's Aaron Jones.
Felt my calf get tight during practice. Really didn't pay much attention. And then after, you know, throughout the later parts of the day, that's when I started feeling. And then came in this morning and we took a look at it. And I feel like I'm confident I can play, but I know our trainers and doctors have the player's best interest in mind. So I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I can get out on the field, but it's up to the team doctors.
Good thing about where the Packers are at, because you find out Sunday morning, and you find out that he's going to be inactive, and there wasn't like a spell of panic that went over me, because I thought they could win this game without Aaron Jones, which they did. But also Jamal Williams, as we talked with Ryan Wood this week already, he says not only is Jamal Williams a capable guy, he can be a starting running back, but he can do the things that Jamal can. You don't really have to change your whole scheme. Now, he can't do them as well. There's a quickness to Jones that very few running backs have. But you can kind of plug and play with Jamal Williams, and I think that duo right now is really undervalued what the Packers have back there.
When Jamal Williams was drafted by Green Bay, and he was drafted higher than Aaron Jones, this was going to be a leaner Eddie Lacy. This was a guy who came out of college and told us in the locker room, I like contact. Well, after 2 years of that crap in the NFL, and you start thinking about extending your career, he started to find ways to run away from guys. And then when he realized now he's going into his contract year, he spent his first year in the LaFleur offense. He's trying to figure out what can I do to either be re-signed by Green Bay or get a good deal somewhere out there in the NFL with all these McVay tree teams that are out there. I got to learn how to catch the ball. And so he spent a lot of time with that. It showed up, clearly showed up in training camp. I know that the LaFleur coaching staff in one of these network production meetings told those guys, they just said, well, who do you think is your most improved? And they couldn't finish the sentence. They said, Jamal Williams. Changed his attitude, more focus, all those things. So right now, though, in running back, and you're getting into a rough patch in this season now, you would have thought, you know, before the season started, the Texans would have been tough coming off of the last year, but obviously they've just, it's amazing how everything has just fallen apart for football in the NFL in the state of Texas right now, between them and Dallas. Now you got Vikings. Vikings are tough. They're always going to be tough. They're always going to give you a game at noon at home this Sunday. Then you got to do that San Francisco game. Can you be ready for this next stretch, three or four games, and try and come out at least 500, you know, to keep ahead of the Bears and win your division and worrying about the conference and all that. And so at running back, I don't think Aaron Jones goes this way. Can you beat the Vikings without Aaron Jones? Because I doubt, man, calf muscles, hamstrings, it's no different than Devontae Adams' situation. If you feel good this week, then Dr. Pat McKenzie is going to say, good, wait, let's wait one more week. But with Tyler Irvin out, Swerve, as they call him, they implemented him so much in those first two or three games with those jet sweeps. Aaron Jones even said, yeah, you know, last week against Tampa Bay, I did a lot of those jet sweeps that Swerve usually do. I didn't realize how much work that guy is doing. It's like running gassers, you know, back and forth from sideline to sideline to be the decoy or to get the ball on a run. You know, that takes a lot of work. So the next thing is, so if it's just Jamal, and then it's going to be A.J. Dillon, who's trying to learn this offense and come out of the backfield as a target as well, then the last running back is Dexter Williams. Now, they brought him up from practice squad, elevated him to the, and they put him on special teams, number 22. And I thought, all right, here's a next chance for this kid to show that he's grown, because he was pretty immature, and that's why they ended up benching him. Sixth-round pick from last year, and why these other guys, why they went out and got A.J. Dillon. Do you know who missed, who whiffed on the block on the, when they got the block punt on J.K. Scott in the second half? That was Dexter Williams. He was supposed to be the protector on that play, and their third-string halfback came running right up the middle and beat him. So that raises question marks with, you know, their depth at running back right now. And they don't have any other running backs on the practice squad right now.
Mike Clemens joining us, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. I wanted to ask you about this. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. I was noticing in the game for the Texans, J.J. Watt seeming to be a little more animated with his frustration. I thought that it was a little more like, hey, I'm frustrated, but also when the cameras are on me, I'm going to be more frustrated. And then hearing his press conference, really short answers, what I took from it was J.J. Watt is fed up with what's going on. He's been in Houston for a decade. He's won Defensive Player of the Year a handful of times. The team is a mess. He is such a guy. He's like the man of the year, right? He's not going to come out and say, I got to get traded. Get me out of here. But I thought he was like, you know how like when a skunk will unleash their scent to attract another skunk? I thought he was like trying to show other teams, I'm frustrated, come and get me. And I think that carried over to his press conference.
And, you know, I didn't get to cover J.J. Watt with the Badgers. Guys that I know did and talked about what a great kid he was. And then a couple of times I've been around him, just, you know, briefly, Packers against Texans. And then Bill Michaels and I were down in Phoenix where the Super Bowl was that particular year, and that's the year that they did the Pro Bowl the week before on the same field. So Bill and I get down on the field toward the for the last quarter of the game. Josh Sitton is out there, Jordy Nelson, I think John Kuhn. And when the game is over with, Bill and I are there to interview some of these Packers that are in the Pro Bowl. And I look up, and there's J.J. Watt, who had been named like the defensive player of the game for the Pro Bowl. He's in the south end zone signing autographs for, a 1,000 fans that are there waiting. This is about the time when he's, you know, defensive player of the year. And he's looking, and he's pointing at us. And Bill's looking away. Bill Michaels was looking away. I go, say, this guy's pointing at us. So Bill turns his attention, looks down to J.J. Watt across the field, and J.J. Watt is waving at him while he's signing autographs. It's like a dream. It's like surreal. And I go, so we walk up to him, and J.J. Watt says, are you Bill Michaels? And the big unit says, yeah, why? He says, man, I grew up listening to you all the time. You know, I'd love to be on your show sometime. And Bill goes, well, how about right now? And he pulls out his tape recorder, and that's how he got him on the show. He could not be more approachable, a better down-to-earth guy. And then we spent a couple of days with him with those joint practices last summer with the Texans. And even though he was coming back from injury then, what a leader, vocal leader this guy is, how great he is with fans, with Packer fans, Texans fans that came to practice and everything. Fast forward to this year, and I think, I'll tell you what, if you're a coach under duress, this COVID thing doesn't make it any easier. These players, I mean, they go home and they go to work and they go home, just like the rest of us. There's this isolation, and it puts you in a crabby mood. It's hard to do your job, and then that just makes things worse. But no one works harder than J.J. Watson, J.J. Watt. And he's, you know, he gets his coach fired, and or his coach gets fired, And now he's trying to get these practices to turn this thing around because he's finally got a quarterback in Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, not T.J. Yates or
yes, all the other crap that he went through, you know. Right. You know, Osweiler, they ran that guy out of town. That was a bad move. He's finally got a quarterback, and look at this thing come apart. He's 31 years old. He can't do this too many more years, if at all. And it's not us. It's not the national media. It's Houston that started this about 2 weeks ago that said, look, we need a total rebuild here. We need a new GM. We need a new head coach. We need to update our whole atmosphere down here, the way we do scouting, everything, and build a team around Deshaun Watson. Give it 2 years. Well, J.J. Watt doesn't have 2 years. And so that's where this trade talk starts coming up. And this is how Watt reacted. Uncharacteristic. The first guy asking him a question is John McClain, who's been covering Houston football since it was the Oilers, 44 years ago. He's friends with Ted Thompson when Ted was a linebacker down there. They connect all the time down there. And John was on Bill's show the other day. This is the nicest, best, most credible football journalist you could ever hope for in your market. And here's how the press conference started.
J.J., what's it like chasing Aaron Rodgers and getting close to him and then find out he's already completed a great pass down the field?
I mean, what do you think that's like? Not great.
J.J., we've kind of asked you these questions several times this year, but now you're going into the bye week at 1-6. What are your feelings about this team going forward?
Got to get better.
J.J., as a leader, as a veteran on the team, what do you tell your teammates the way the state of the season, the state of the team right now, as far as holding it together, keeping it together?
Show up to work and do your job.
Hey, J.J., how would you assess your level of confidence in this defense and in this team right now, considering where everything is?
I mean, we're 1-6. You are what your record says you are.
I understand that you don't coach or play DB, but could you speak to how the injury to Bradley Roby just kind of threw things off for you guys in terms of whatever your game plan was today?
No, I know nothing about that.
Could you talk about the way Rodgers played today and compare it to the ways you'd seen him play earlier and when you guys played against him?
He played very well today.
What did he do that made him play well?
Threw the ball to the receivers and they caught it.
So J.J. Watt, you know, I don't like the shtick when guys do that. Even when Pop and these guys do it, I'm not like, I think that's J.J. Watt telling everybody, get me the hell out of here.
I want out. And you know what? I don't blame him one bit. One bit. No one has been more dedicated, worked his tail off for that family, for that team, for that organization. And he's out. These people are wasting my time. These players are wasting my time. I ain't got time for the rebuild. And the trade deadline is a week from today. Let's see if J.J. Watt can get on a playoff-bound team.
Mike, appreciate your time. We will talk to you in a couple of days. Be good, my friend.
Thanks, Bart.
Mike Clemens, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility.
Goosefraba.
Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Hey, I want to remind you.
Oh, please do. What?
About them over there at Window Select.
Yeah. They still got that. I don't want to say it because I don't want to get
it. They do. They got it.
No way.
They got the buy one, get one deal. Plus, you don't have to pay anything for 12 months.
Good, because I won so much money, and I just got the rest of it. And
you did?
I could actually like almost afford a house now and everything.
You got it all?
I got it all.
Can you show me?
Well, not right this second. I can't.
Come on.
No, I can't actually do that.
How do you feel? I won a lot of money.
I feel good, but kind of nervous. I actually just transferred it into my bank account. So we'll see. Well, I'm going to make sure it gets in there, and then I'll show you. Because it's okay, so it's a 24 to 48 hour wait to go from Venmo into your account.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, would you like it right away? And I was like, hell yeah.
You can pay a fee.
$100 with the amount that I was trying to transfer. No thanks. I'll just wait the 24 to 48 hours.
I might have paid the fee just to see it in
$100 though.
You want a lot of money.
Yeah, but $100 is like that's a unit for me. Like when I bet games, I bet $100, sometimes 50, usually 100, sometimes 152.
Right. I guess that's like 3 weeks of work here for you too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I want to bet all 100 of it on JT Barrett tonight. But.
So you were saying that you may get some new windows.
Yeah, because I'm looking at a house, maybe. Maybe looking at some windows, especially now would be the time, right, with the buy one, get one.
Yes, and you don't need to have a nice weekend with football to be able to afford it because they make it very affordable at Window Select. So Window Select, they'll obviously do your windows. They'll also do your siding and doors, and they have a buy one, get one deal on the windows right now. Buy one, get one on the windows at Window Select. Also, you don't have to pay them anything for 12 months. 24 half months is what I meant to say. 12 months. So you don't have to pay them anything for a full year once you get them installed. These windows that they make, and they make them in Menominee Falls, they're going to go over everything with you to make sure it's of the highest quality so that you love what you're getting. They are high quality windows. You guys that have gotten those have shown me they look beautiful. They're energy efficient. They take a lot of pride in that. They go through a lot of like trial and error to make sure they come up with windows that are going to be more energy efficient than any other that you're going to find on the market. The product itself is definitely worth getting, but then the deals make it even more affordable, and they want to make sure they do that for you. So buy one, get one free on windows, and then no payments for 12 months with Window Select. No payments with 12 months with Window Select. Check them out, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. Again, windowselect.com. They are located in Menominee Falls. All of their products backed with the double lifetime warranty. One of the best deals in the entire industry. Again, make sure you check them out, windowselect.com.
It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Carl is on the south side. He dialed 414-799-1250.
799-1250 to pan.
Yeah, baby. What's up, Carl?
As a group, as a collective, Wisconsin in general, we saw. And wait a minute, Bart, you're an owner, man. I'm at you right now, Bart.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to call Antonio Brown, man. Yourself.
You need to say something. You need to get up out here and
you're right.
No, I'm serious.
I'm just resting on my laurels. My inactivity.
Why say that you're proud to be an owner when you can't even do anything?
Yeah, you couldn't even get us Max Harrison.
Mark Murphy is ruining this team. He just wants to fill the tickets. He wants to sell tickets. This guy does not want to
win. They can't keep me quiet any longer. I am the owner. I am the only owner with a microphone.
Look at what we're doing right now. We are literally looking like pansies, bro, because you're playing around, and this is serious. These guys don't want to win, Bart.
Catch the Bart Winkler Show weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 1250 AM The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
Do you hear that?
What?
You don't hear it?
No.
You don't hear that, huh? Do you hear it yet?
I'm going through a breakdown. My phone died. As soon as I went to go check into my thing, my phone just died, and I had like 20% left.
Oh, weird.
I don't have a phone charger here. Somebody stole that.
Yeah.
I had to text my wife to go pick up a textbook, so now I'm a little... I have to try to call her. Well, do I hear what? Are we in the air?
Do you have an iPhone 11?
I didn't get the new one yet, no.
Oh, because I have my case has a battery?
Yeah, so that's actually... I asked my wife for that, too. I could have got you 30% off, though. My phone... Is it the same charger? Do you have a charger? Ah, just forget it. It's 9:54. What's up? What are we doing here?
Do you hear that?
I think... I do.
It's the music we play when we go over the NFL standings. Or MLB. Or NBA.
Yeah, or our power rankings.
Or the Spring League. Yeah. The Rams won last night, so they would be the 7th seed in the NFC. The Cardinals would be the 6th seed. The Bears would get a wild card at the 5th seed. The Eagles... NFC East would be the 4 seed.
God, that's gross. 2 wins.
The Buccaneers at 5-2 would be the 3 seed. Yeah. The Seahawks at 5-1 would be the 2 seed.
The Sea Chickens.
And right now, because of best winning percentage in conference games, the Packers are the number 1 seed in the NFC.
which is more important than ever because there's only one bye this year.
Yeah.
If the Packers were the 2 seed, they'd have to host the Rams. You don't want to do that. Yesterday, the Bears were ahead of them, so the Packers would have been a wild card, and they would have had to go to Philly. Packers could be a wild card, have to go to the NFC East champion. So right now, in the standings, the Packers, you're waking up today, the Packers are the number 1 seed in the NFC.
All right. One quarter down. 4 more to go, baby.
Did you hear about this? Again, there's a week until the trade deadline. Packers made a blockbuster move yesterday, acquiring Seth Roberts from the recycling bin.
Yeah.
He was tossed aside by Carolina.
Well, he is coming off. He did play a season-high 19 snaps last Sunday. No catches, but he did. He was out there.
So he will be in Green Bay.
And then Quinnen Williams was available for 3 minutes. Now the Jets say he's not available.
The Jets say he's not available, the defensive tackle. Okay, got people excited. The Packers, I want moves. We all want moves. We all want Packers 99 J.J. Watt jerseys. We all want
J.J.
We all want Julio Jones here in Green Bay. We all want these guys. But more importantly, I just want to know that the Packers are in the mix.
Yeah.
I want them to be in the mix. There could be 30 trades. Packers make none of them. But did they at least inquire on them? Was Goody at least in the mix?
Make a call.
This comes from Sports Illustrated.
Ooh.
There was interest in the Eagles tight end Zach Ertz, and a source indicated that right before he was placed on injured reserve, 2 teams made an offer, the Ravens and the Packers.
Stop. Where did you see this at?
Sports Illustrated.
Really?
Yeah.
For Zach Ertz?
Yes. I'm reading this via Dairyland Express.
I got to be honest. Kind of glad that didn't go down. Not that I don't like Zach Ertz or wouldn't take it. Like, I'm fine with the tight end position, to be quite honest. With Tonyan, Big Dog is your blocker. And then, I mean, I think Sternberger's not even given enough opportunities. And then next year you get DeGuara back. I'm glad that that one didn't go through. I'll take a wide receiver. I'd rather, to be honest, now that Quinnen Williams' name's out there, I'd rather have him even than a wide receiver. I think the offense will be fine. I think Aaron Rodgers, with the offense as is, will be able to put up 22 points a game come playoff time, even against a good defense. And I think if you get a good enough defense, or if you get a guy like Quinnen Williams and help stop the run, I think that'd be good enough to at least compete for a Super Bowl. But man, Ertz, huh? Hard to believe. So last year they made a call on Robbie Anderson. Didn't want to get rid of the second round pick, I believe, was the deal breaker. This year, I wonder, is it just because he went on IR, they're saying?
Yeah, he was on IR, so they...
So them and the Ravens.
They're not going to trade him. Yeah, them and the Ravens. Who've got a good complement of tight ends on their own.
Yeah. I mean, Ertz, he's a playmaker. Wouldn't have hated it, but I'm fine without it, I think.
Yeah, well, they made a call. They're in the mix.
All right. Well, that's all.
Now,
I
we
ask.
Don't know what the offer was. It could have been, like, extremely low.
Malik Taylor.
It could have been, hey, we're about to sign Seth Roberts, and we'll flip him over for Zach Ertz. We know you guys need some receivers.
Do you think they make a move besides beautiful move of no, nothing?
Like what? Like they may trade a guy. I mean, they could trade a Josh Jackson. They could trade somebody.
Yeah.
And that's not going to make them sellers. You know, Goody's going to do what's best for the team in his opinion. I see conversation online, Stephon Gilmore, New England. Like, what are we doing?
He ain't coming here. He's the best corner
in the league. No, we'll call on them because Goody's always in the mix.
Yeah.
But none of these guys are going
to
be packed.
I don't think Josh Jackson will get traded. He's made a couple plays the last couple weeks. He's just got to figure out how to play the whole corner thing. But he's made a couple tackles for losses the last couple weeks at least.
We're going to watch World Series tonight. We're going to check out the Spring League.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a game in 39 seconds.
But we can't watch that one. We got to wait till 7, right?
Yeah, 7 is when it's on TV. That's FS1.
They need a Spring League Red Zone channel. I've been saying it since 2000. And when did the league start?
2017. We just found out today.
I've been saying it. No. We knew that. We know everything in sports.
We do.
All right, see you tomorrow, bud. I got to go teach.
Okay, have a good one. We're back tomorrow with Horvy bright and early at 5. Have a good one. See you then. Zach Gelb tonight at 6.
Yeah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.